Good morning, Paul and Drigo here once again. Today I'm going to be discussing the importance of the formula for real estate success. So, as I each day wake up in the morning and review the daily listings in a number of neighborhoods, some where I have listings and some where my clients are looking, I'm just regularly just blown away by the sheer, inexperience is what I would call it, and just absolutely no idea in some cases where some of the listings that I'm seeing in areas that I know, like the back of my hand, some of the pricing that's being used is just it's just mind-blowing. In one area in particular, I've noticed that there was at least three listings that were just about anywhere between $100,000 to $200,000 overpriced for the area, and unlikely to sell. Now, this is the importance of this conversation is this conversation that I'm having with you now. Hopefully, the ones that are listening, the smart ones, who are doing their due diligence, and I want to also commend my listeners because I was just able to meet with a fantastic new client yesterday, who was one of my podcast listeners, and they're just getting signed up this weekend for VIP Buyer Bootcamp, and it's an incredible experience. It's something that again I can't even fathom someone going out in this market with all the, you know, the ups and downs and all the potential, you know, downfalls, all the pitfalls that could occur without doing the proper training. It's like sending someone up in an airplane with no experience whatsoever and pushing them out and then expecting them to figure out the parachute on the way down. It's a disaster. So the same thing goes with sellers. And I can't really, again, I cannot understand that. If you're doing your due diligence, if you're just doing the research that you need to do, you're looking around in an area, you're making the right calls. And of course, again, you want to be making, the right decisions, right up front. There are no second acts when it comes to real estate. Your first impression, your first time on the market is huge, which is also why I'm blown away when I don't see grand openings. All I see is sort of very poorly put together open houses, some of which literally consist of a sign rider on top of the sign with absolutely no local promotion whatsoever. And I just, again, we live in an age where, again, it's not necessary for all of you guys to be on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat or any of these things, but it's definitely necessary for those of us who you are hiring to make sure that you're in the best position possible, the best exposure. For me, that also includes being the top result on Spotify for Toronto real estate. I cannot make it any easier for those of you who are selling to be featured here. And that's really why I'm so selective. I've got a very particular way that I work. And obviously, I only want the people here who are understanding of that and will give me the ability to do my absolute best for them. When people are looking for, the old boring stuff and asking me for, breaks on my fees or any of that garbage that I don't do, I just say pass and I let them go to someone else and I don't look back. So if someone does decide to, work with someone else, I wish them luck, but I definitely do not have the opportunity to help them again once they go past me. That's a big mistake. I know of several people, even in my own community, people that I thought were a bit smarter than they were, but apparently they weren't. And some of them are, on their second or third try, ended up going with, again, and this is such a big pain in the ass for me as a realtor, going with people who promised a price and that they couldn't possibly, they couldn't possibly provide. They ended up getting the listing and they just, sort of sat on the listing and were just happy to have a sign in the lawn. And that's literally where, in some cases, the effort ends. For me, Man, again, I can't even tell you. For me, the excitement begins once again. I know that I have the listing, and for me, right at that point, I'm in full gear. I'm working on my grand openings. I'm doing my podcast report for you guys. I'm making sure the world knows about your listing. That's the difference. Like, you cannot be, you know, happy by seeing, you know, three or four open house signs, and I cannot tell you the mistakes you're making by having, you know, regular weekly open houses. If you're even promised that someone says that, you know, oh, I'll do open houses until it sells, that's a threat more than a promise. And what I mean by that is, for every open house you do, for every weekend people see that sign, those signs up for the same property, they're going to start to wonder what's wrong with that property. The importance of knowing what, you know, and this is what this podcast is about today, the importance of real-time marketing and pricing. It cannot be overstated. It's so important. You cannot be doing any of the stuff that worked 6 months ago or 2 years ago or whatever, because there are still people who are, you know, promising clients 2017 prices when it's nowhere near feasible. And again, because of all the overpriced listings that I see, some of which, again, depending on the market, depending on how they look inside, some of them might sneak past the guard. But a lot of them, again, are just really pushing the limits of, again, not essentially not understanding the very basic equation that value must exceed cost. It's as simple as, again, no one ever buys a property until the value exceeds the cost. I can't even imagine someone putting their life savings into something that had the opposite equation, meaning that the cost was much higher than the value. But I know it's happened, because I've had to explain to people, and I actually have had people visit mysoldreport.com, which everyone, by the way, listening, everyone you know should be here, making sure that you're, you know, getting the right information. But I've had people, again, asking me a couple of days after they bought the house, how much, you know, they think is worth. They didn't like my numbers a lot of times, but the other part is, once I found out that it was a property that just sold a few days ago, I can't even share the numbers, you know, for the most part, because these are people that are still under contract. So it's not, you know, it's not something that you should, again, be doing without at least meeting with me. And this is, again, why these really smart clients decided to, again, just take some time on a Friday and meet up with me for a coffee. It was just about an hour long. But the fact is, again, my goal is to give you, you know, 6 months to a year to, you know, a couple of years worth of information in that hour. And that's going to be, again, I'm completely open with you guys about, you know, what I want to do for you. I really do want to create as many real estate millionaires as possible, because for me, this is one of the few ways that you can actually get to a point where you can reach a level of wealth that you may never have had a chance to, because, again, you didn't come from money, because I certainly didn't. You're not inheriting any money, because, you know, again, something that I'm certainly not doing. So if any of you are in that position where, if you want to be successful, if you want to earn wealth, and again, for me, it's a very holistic thing. It is not just about the money. The money's, of course, there. But the other part of it, the big part, is, again, what does it do for you? And of course, if it doesn't equal for you health and happiness to reach that wealth and give you security and the freedom that you want, if you don't have a reason for it, if you just say, I want to make $1 million, it's not going to work. And believe me, I've been doing this for such a long time that, again, I analyze every step of it. So if you're not going to, again, do something good with the money, if you're not going to be able to help someone else maybe who needs it because of the added freedom that you get, you know, whether it's the, you know, someone that, you know, might be, you know, in hard times, or a certain charity, anything like that, if you're not doing anything to help others have a better life, then this stuff doesn't work. And it's not spiritual, it's actual. In reality, you can ask even the most successful clients I know that have built their fortunes through real estate. One of the things that they love the most about it is just the opportunity, the freedom to be able to, you know, help others, to do things for others. And for me, my gift, if I'm going to call it that, is the ability to create you know, new real estate millionaires, people who just came over a few years ago, just getting started, really no, you know, no unfair advantages for them at all, because I know exactly what that's like. I was in the position myself many years ago before being in real estate, not knowing how, you know, how am I going to get to the point in my life where I have the things that I want. And I literally had to come up with the systems myself. Everything that you're hearing, everything that you'll see about me online, mysoldreport.com, uniquetoronto.com, however you reach me, those are me. Those are basically things that I have created over the years. They're not a system that I bought. I don't use template systems. I don't even like the idea of a template real estate website. I'm very, very, very critical of having people just jump on a website and randomly search for listings. I just don't think that there's any connection there. So I'd rather set you up on my real-time alerts, something that's a lot more in depth. And then on top of that, because of the knowledge that I have of Toronto and the GTA, I'm also able to help share with you insights on local markets and even you know, information on properties in those areas that you may not know, that might not be public. The reason that's possible is because I know so many people in so many areas that I get, you know, I sort of become the news filter for a lot of, you know, things. And I'll hear on a certain street that there's a house that might be available, a bank repossession, a divorce sale that's coming up, a lot of stuff that, again, you won't see online, and you shouldn't. But if those people are saying, you know, that they're, you know, getting a divorce and they've, you know, got it all online, then, you know, that's a different issue that I would like to make sure that you don't do. But what I do is I ask questions, I keep in touch with people, I appreciate that kind of information. So when I do hear of an opportunity, something that maybe you can take advantage of in terms of just, you know, being there, right time, right place, and that's what that's really what it comes down to. In a lot of cases, it really comes down to being at the right, you know, at being somewhere at the right time and at the right place, and sort of being ready for the opportunity, being ready for the fact that, you know, at that moment, the rest of your life could be decided. It could be literally like the opportunity could be in front of you for an hour. In real estate, very often I'll have a property that I'll show a client, and I know that we're, you know, if we're there at 9 o'clock in the morning, I know that if we don't move on this, but before 10 a.m., we won't have the option to decide, you know, afternoon. It used to be where you go home, you think about it for a day. It's not like that anymore. It used to be where with buying, you had like a day or two. With renting, you had a couple hours. Now, I would say it's more like with buying, you have a couple hours at the most. And with renting, you literally, as you're closing the door, and it should be the same way for both. Like as you're closing the door of the property, you've looked in it, you've been there for 10 minutes, you turn around, you close the door, and you leave. At that point, you've either decided yes or no. And it's really that. And I've got clients of mine who've told me the same thing. When they've you know, stalled on an opportunity, it's cost them, in some cases with rentals, it's cost them, you know, a few hundred extra dollars a month. And in the case of buying and selling, one season could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on what part of Toronto or the GTA you're looking at. So it really does. The whole concept of time is money. There's not a better example of that than in real estate. So. Yeah, the importance of the real-time market knowledge, it's something that I hope every single one of you listening, and hopefully you're sharing this with other people, and if you're not sharing it, you're telling them to definitely make sure to connect with me. Again, it's just as simple as us having a coffee meeting. Anytime you book an appointment with me, normally speaking, it's just over coffee. It's just like the way it used to be, and the way it should be, in my opinion, which is basically just to make sure that, you know, there's two people sitting across from each other. Like just the human experience of real estate is something that has been almost sort of put aside because there's so much automation. There's bots now. You can literally get into a conversation and maybe even an argument with a real estate bot, which I really don't know if I'm ready to go there. And again, I don't You know, I know that I'm not going to be able to have 50 conversations a day with people, and I don't want that. I'm happy if I get to have coffee with one or two or three people a day, maybe 15 or 20 people a week, if I can, you know, achieve that. That really is enough for me, just to, again, be able to connect with someone and really sort of share, you know, the knowledge that I've built up over the years with the people who will appreciate it. And again, who will also be the ones to give back, whether it's to people that, you know, might need people that might also need help in the world, or again, just by, you know, referring people my way to help them also and share the knowledge with them. I think that's it goes without saying, if you've got something that you're able to, you know, offer to somebody and you're able to, you know, share it with people, it's really not, you know, it's really not a good idea to keep that to yourself. It's very important to share it with the right people. Again, I'm giving you a lot of, you know, sort of general information. This is what I do on the podcast. I can't get into it one-on-one because I don't know exactly what your, you know, what your story is. So when we meet and you tell me about your story, where you've come from, what your goals are, what you hope to achieve, what sort of, you know, life you have that you, again, want to reach, 5, 10, 15-year goals, whatever those might be, then for me, as long as it's genuine and for, you know, for a good purpose, and, you know, there's something I can do to help, by all means, I'm going to be, you know, in for that. And yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's a huge trust issue as well. So for me, I have been very direct with people over the years. And as soon as I, you know, feel that I can trust you with that information, because it's very, you know, it's very powerful information that I'm going to be sharing with you. As soon as I know I can trust you with it, it's, you know, the bank vault, the doors of the vault are open to you. If I ever find out that I can't trust you, and I've had people in my life over the years where I found out later on that there was, you know, backstabbing and there was two timing and all that kind of stuff that happens. It happens in real estate just like in relationships. So don't worry. We have a very, you know, colorful experience with some people. But for me, once I see that pattern, to me, that's the one thing that I definitely do not put up with. I've fired a lot of clients over the years because of that, and I'm absolutely fine to do it. And it's what keeps me grounded. So, you know, for me, once that pattern's established, whether it's a lie or whether it's, you know, someone's exaggerated about their income or their credit, and then I find out the truth, that kind of stuff just doesn't work for me, and it'll just be where, you know, I've sort of sent them to go look elsewhere. So hopefully the next person asks the same questions, but they may or may not be as in depth as I am about this stuff. So thank you guys for tuning in. Another great episode, I hope, for you. And again, if there's anything that you guys want to know about, I'm always hoping to hear from you guys, again, in any way. So go over to uniquetoronto.com. You can find all my links there. Book an appointment with me. Let's have a coffee. And again, feel free to also just shoot me a message and let me know what topics are important to you, what things that you want to hear more about here. Because again, I want to, again, keep you educated. I'm not trying to, I mean, of course, part of this, if I wasn't keeping you entertained, I don't think I'd have an audience. I just crossed over 12,000 total plays this week. So it's an incredible honor to be in front of you guys. And I imagine, you know, like being on stage, and I have been on stage with a band back in high school, and you know, a couple hundred people. But to be in front of a stage where there's been 12,000 total plays, I kind of imagine myself on a big stage with 12,000 people, and you know, having never been on a stage with 12,000 people aside from here, it's pretty daunting, but it's so incredible that I get a chance to do this again, simply because for me, I just decided to take on a podcast at, you know, the time was right for me, and I took the risk. And again, I am, just so you know, I'm the guy that used to be at the staff meetings and, you know, in a different job, and even early in real estate, where if we were at a a weekly meeting, I would be like the one that would be the most shy to raise their hand and ask a question, just because I was worried about what people would say about my thoughts. And it took me a long time to get to the point where I was comfortable behind a mic. And of course, now with all of you guys listening, it definitely changes the scope of the conversation. So there's a lot more people on the stage. I'm just obviously more confident with what I'm saying. It's been proven for the most part. The things that I'm telling you guys about, whether it's, my educational information or anything that I'm, ranting on that's bothering me in the market. Again, you guys will hear it. And again, hopefully, anything that applies to you as well. Again, I want to make sure that it's being discussed, because that's what this was all about. This was all about to create a voice that I didn't hear on podcasts that was specific to, our market and even the submarkets. That's such a big thing. And I don't care whether it's, Danforth East or the Beach or Leslieville or Forest Hill or Richmond Hill or Oshawa or Ajax, Rosedale, the Annex, you name it, like any neighborhood in any different price range that I handle, I take very specific notes and I watch it so carefully, because again, you cannot afford to make the mistake of just hiring anybody to do anything in the market. You need to make sure that person understands the sort of the intricacies of that market, especially market pricing in certain areas. In some cases, you can ask a certain price and you'll get within 98%. In other cases, you will not. That procedure will not work. So let's make sure you're connected with me. You're signed up at mysoldreport.com. That's the first thing. There is a ton of amazing benefits that come along with it. And of course, I'm happy to go through all that with you guys when we meet. And we'll take...
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.